I totally play. That's Ray Davies. I never heard that song in my life. Garrett played it last year. It sounds like it could be from like the soundtrack of American Beauty or something. A movie I have never thought of except, oh God, I was reading some article about Robert Altman. He thinks American Beauty was like the worst movie ever made. Along with the Titanic. Well, you know, I'll tell you, when you think about what Robert Altman did, I could see exactly why. I can see why he would think so. God, I wish he was not dead. He thought he had one more movie in him. Here he was, dying of cancer, the guy who's planning to start shooting a movie in February. We're never going to see that. All right, there are people holding on, but you have to wait, because I can't, this story is so fabulous. You know, every now and then there's like a story that is so fabulous. I can't risk that this hour will end. I'm here tomorrow too, by the way. As is Andrew Wilkow. Now, the pathetic thing about that is we're on at the same time. Alex isn't here tomorrow. I don't know if the gay guys are here. They're here today. Frank's here. I just met Frank Takaro's father. So that's too bad. I don't know how many live shows even we have. I can tell you that there's another I didn't do my two plugs last hour. I only did one. That you should get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and run to whatever store is open. And if you buy somebody you know a Sirius satellite radio before December the 31st, and they turn it on before January the 31st, you get a free month. And apparently there's no limit. As many people as you give radios to, but you have to go on our website and register it, and you're on your own with that. I can't explain that. Okay? So do that. So you know that nobody is live on old-fashioned radio, and if they are, they're fill-ins. In fact, this used to be my favorite time of the year. I used to love this time, because when I only worked part-time, the holidays would come, and I would work for like a month. I'd work like 7 days a week. I once worked 39 days in a row. Because I think that was when I was probably working full-time, but also being used to do fill-ins. I do remember keeping track, and that always said I worked 39 days in a row without a day off. I was much younger. If I did that now, I'd be dead. I would, to prepare a show. And the funny thing is, it's easier now. That was in the old, give me a pair of scissors and a lot of newspapers days. When I work 39 days in a row, not just let me sit here in front of my computer and find the most unimportant news on earth, but I can talk about it. This is, however, fascinating. I'm going to get back to this, all the stores. Do you know what they're doing? I feel so sorry for people in retailing. There are stores now, it's not enough to open at 5 o'clock Friday morning. There are stores opening at midnight tonight. And these are not people who make a lot of money. You know, that what, you're supposed to celebrate Thanksgiving, and they're opening at midnight tonight and staying open until 10 o'clock Friday night. So these stores are staying open for 22 hours in a row. 22 consecutive hours. And then, you know, somebody will stunt, they'll pull the stunt, which started, what, about 2 years ago, where before Christmas, they'll stay open for like 48 hours straight. Now, I spent a lot of years working in retailing. Oh, my God. Can you imagine somebody who has a family that they want to spend Thanksgiving with, but they have to be at work at midnight and work like a 10 or 2? I mean, what this does, you know, to your sleep, your wake, your oh, God. Very family unfriendly. And this is a lot of stores. These are like, I think, Sam's Club. There are all these stores, you know, not necessarily stores I'm familiar with. You know, because so many of them we don't have in New York. And the ones we do. Oh, you know, every time I see Martha Stewart, I get so pissed off. And you know what I get pissed off at? That the Kmarts in New York are so badly run. That it is so difficult. If you want to go buy Martha Stewart stuff, which is good stuff, you can't do it. Well, I can't do it because I have no patience. Those goddamn Kmart stores, everything in a Kmart, you can't find anything. They're always in total disarray in New York. And people have told me they're not like this anywhere else. This is apparently a New York thing. And even if you can conceivably find what you want, and everything goes well, then you have to go pay for it. Then you enter Kmart. It's very annoying. Because believe me, long before I ever thought I'd be peeing in the same toilet as Martha Stewart, I wanted to buy that stuff, and I just practically never could wend my way through the barriers that the badly... Oh, God, the one on 34th Street. The one on 34th Street is worse than the one in the Village, even. All right, I think I'm going to go Saturday. We're going to have gorgeous weather over the weekend. Garrett's going to get to go to the Jets game in his swimming trunks, practically. I have to check out that Uniqlo, that Japanese store that just opened on Broadway between Prince and Spring. It's like the biggest store in Japan. It's Uniqlo. It's Uniqlo or something like that. And I'm sure it'll be a disappointment. I'll let you know. All right. This is the most fascinating story of the week. After the pictures of the animals in their womb. After you see this elephant, this perfectly formed elephant in the womb. This is the best story. Searchers using sonar find 6 bodies in Utah Lake. Did you see this? This is the lake is 90 feet deep, and the elevation is 7,600 feet. It's apparently in a really weird place, right? So they start using the sonar equipment, and they get a bleep. Then they take a video. It's like, oh, well, do you know what happened in a couple of weeks? They found 6 bodies, 4 of which had been lying there, some of them for 10 years, at the bottom of the lake. They're just turning up dead bodies one after. It's like being in Baghdad. Isn't that fascinating? That just fascinated me. They found some guy, 2 of 3 men missing since a 1995 fishing trip. They found them because they would drag the lake and they'd say, we can't find a body in the lake. The elevation is too high. The depth of the lake is too much. And they would just give up. Here's a sentence nobody needed to write. If the couple's bodies had been found first, deputies would have ended their search and none of the other bodies would have been discovered.
Yes.
This just fascinates me. That they're just like find retrieving bodies lying on the bottom of this lake forever. On Wednesday, the authorities identified the remains. Then you have to get into the DNA thing, I guess. Where the hell are you going to get DNA from 10 years ago? They identified one member of the 1995 fishing party. They didn't find the other two. Okay, they found their bodies. Oh, now they're into it. Because even after they found the recently drowned people, they're into it, so they start, that now they're just looking for everybody. They're like, oh man, this is really something. If they can find, now what they need is apparently two more of these dead guys from 1995. They need two more dead guys from 1995, and they'll have every dead person from the lake. But they can't find them. Isn't that something? People drown all that time ago, and it takes this new scientific equipment. They're just like, oh my God, there's another, oh look, another dead body. They got six dead bodies. They were looking for two, they got four extra. But they still can't find those other two people. What shape are you in when you lay in the water that long? How do they even identify them? I don't know if it's that cold and everything. Are you preserved? Oh yeah, they got eaten. But they identify, I don't know, but I was reading this and this is just one of those, cause science is such a mystery to me. Science is, yeah, I guess, teeth. Science is a mystery to me. To me, it's like all magic. You know, sonar, I don't know what sonar is. Don't call up and explain it to me. I like to think it's, you know, I had this friend, who died. When did Paul die? Paul Wonder. And he was so into movies. But he could tell you how every special effect was ever done. And I'm like, Paul, shut up. Shut up. Because I just need to believe in the magic. I just want to believe in it. I mean, I know it's special effects, but I just want to believe, I don't know. I just want to believe that it's magical somehow. That's why I hate CGI. You know, because CGI is all computer. You know, at least if you have little models, blow up models. That's what I'm not going to like in Deja Vu, I'm sure, is just, oh God, probably all CGI. That movie got so many bad reviews. It had been 80% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. I should look up, I have to take a break, I should look up what it is now. But the daily newspaper critics did not like it. They don't like that when Denzel goes in the time machine, that they say, oh, if he's wearing all his clothes, it like could catch on a hook of time. So they have to put Denzel in the time machine in his underwears. Now, we don't need the Washington Post movie critic to point out that particular plot device of physics, you know, that your clothing can get caught on a hook of time in the machine, is merely a cheap way of letting us see Denzel in his underwear. Don't be mocking it. You know, people either love these Tony Scott films or they hate them. I am a big Tony Scott fan, shallow as he is, man. I told you, a month ago, I rented Domino. What a fabulous movie Domino is. And that was like the most excoriated Tony Scott film ever. I love it. The action just moves even faster than MTV. A person my age, we can't even keep up. And you put in time travel, what more can a person ask for? And Denzel, now that I know Denzel in his underwear, even though he's not what... Hey, anybody out there really love Denzel Washington? You want to see him at his most absolutely incredibly most beautifulest? You ever see a movie called Mississippi Masala? Oh, it's directed. What is her name? She's one of the very many female directors from India that they let work in Hollywood. She's fabulous, this director. And Denzel plays a black man, really, who falls in love with an Indian girl. Not an Indian from India. And I don't know, this movie must be fairly old. He was, in this movie, beautiful beyond anything you've ever seen Denzel. I must have seen that movie 500 million times. I just loved it. It's called Mississippi Masala. Okay? Oh, I better take a break and people are hanging on. See, I want to make you really thankful when I take your call. That's why I'm making you hold on. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Mm-hmm. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for straight talk from the heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real, Real, Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You lost how much money in the stock market? No way. You paid a broker to do that for you? You know, you can't make money trading until you stop losing money. Of course, your broker makes money even when you lose money. Why don't you do your own trading? You. No one cares as much about your finances as you do, but you'd better learn how to do it right. Why? Because you can't afford not to. Trading mistakes are costly, whether your broker makes them or you make them. So what is the best way to learn? Online Trading Academy. Because no one teaches you the way they do. They're so confident in their training, they'll let you trade with their money. Yup. Call now at 888-OTA-OTA-8. That's 888-682-6828. First, they'll give you a solid education by professional, highly experienced traders. Then they'll coach you while you trade with their money. OTA could not afford to do that if the training didn't work. Online Trading Academy. Call now at 888-OTA-OTA-8. That's 888-682-6828.
Give the gift of Sirius for the holidays, and we'll give you a free month of service. I'm Lynn Samuels from Sirius Left 146. We'll give you a free month for any Sirius radio you buy before December 31st. That your friend turns on before January 31st, so everybody gets something. Your friend gets something, you get something. Shopping problem solved.
To qualify, you must register for your free month by December 31st at Sirius.com/gift, and your friend must activate their subscription by January 31st.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
1991, Mississippi Masala. The director's name is Mara Nair. What has she done since? Oh, she directed Vanity Fair. The one that was supposed to be so good that I wouldn't go see it because they're wearing costumes. I hate movies where they wear costumes. Monsoon Wedding. She's a real good director. She's a real good director, this woman. And I don't think they give her enough work in Hollywood. She has something coming out called, oh Jesus, Gangsta MD. Mara. What is up with that? All right, so this, if you like Denzel, and the woman in it, what is this, Sarita Short? Chowdhury. She was in Lady in the Water. I don't, it's really an extraordinarily good, it's just a really good movie. It's a good romance, and however old Denzel was in 1991 was the peak of his beauteousness, whatever. Tracy in Maryland.
Hey, Lynn. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
I'm waiting on a couple of my relatives. My turkey's almost done. But you know what? I'm like you because, like, they're going to be here in a couple of hours, and I like, want them gone by 8. Okay. Honestly, because I have to go to work tomorrow. So, you know, I love them, but, you know, I want, you know. So I'm like you. I could have spent this, because I have to be to work tomorrow, I could have spent this day totally alone watching the TV.
Well, I don't know if you get rid of them early enough or if you don't have to get up too early. They're promoting.
Yeah.
Tonight Shark is supposed to be fabulous.
Well,
it's an original. That's one of my favorite shows, yeah. Mostly just because I love James Woods.
Yeah,
he's such
like
a good actor.
I like him too.
I like the girl who plays his daughter.
My mother loves that show, so, you know, I don't know. But the second thing I wanted to tell you is that, because I listen to you, and you know what? I used to love the Turks and stuff, but when they went away, I found Alexis and Jennifer. Love that show.
The best show?
That is the best show. Love them.
They are,
love
and
them.
They're fabulous.
They're
and
fabulous.
Let me tell you something.
They're my favorite show behind you.
I'm honored. You know what goes on here? I'll tell you something. There is this really weird thing here.
Uh-huh.
That there are at least two straight women, of whom I'm one, totally straight women who just want to do Alexis.
Really?
And I'm not the only one. I have a feeling if there's me and this other person, who I'm certainly not going to out because she's totally straight, is Alexis Stewart. If you could see her, she is just like the sexiest woman that has ever lived on Earth.
How tall? I mean, like,
she's tall. She's like, what, 5'10", I think.
Really?
And thin. It's not just how she looks.
Yeah.
She just exudes just sluttiness out of herself.
She is the best bitch.
She isn't
she? Really
she?
Is.
She's
she really
fabulous.
Is. And I love it when Martha calls in. I've been on the website, and I don't necessarily find her attractive. I mean, I'm
no, it's something that comes out of her. It's like not, I don't think you could get it anything than I think people actually would have to meet her.
Yeah.
I think it's like you have to meet this woman.
Yeah.
And Jen is so nice.
She is a perfect foil.
Yeah, they are. They were like made for each other.
She's perfect. So I love, so I after you, I love them. And the thing I wanted to call, now are you going to see Bobby?
Nah.
No?
No.
It got a good review, Lynn, in the Washington Post.
You know why I won't go see it?
Why?
I'm really bothered by movies that are about people that I remember the actual people they were around.
Okay.
I mean, I certainly didn't know Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah.
I did see him live once, but it bothers me. I mean, it's like I know what he was like.
Yeah.
I saw him on TV, and I would never believe any actor.
But you know what? It's really not so much about his assassin. Well, it is, but it's about the people. It's not.
Yeah, but it's like all people that I used to see in the news.
Yeah. Harry Belafonte. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, I know. Movies. It just bothers me. I can't watch any made-for-TV movie.
I'm going to see it this weekend, and I'll call you probably next week and tell you what I think.
Maybe.
It's supposed to be really
maybe
good.
Maybe it's something I'd rent sometime, but it just bothers me. I don't know why. It just throws me off.
Yeah.
It's like, please, I spent my childhood looking at Bobby Kennedy on television.
I know. Well, I remember you said you didn't like, you found Good Night and Good Luck boring, but I loved it. Because I don't, remember it.
Oh,
so.
See, I saw it. Yeah. Wait, they'll make movies about things that you do remember, and you'll get, like, creeped out.
Yeah.
It's like all creeped in. They'll make it the first movie that they make about Bush.
Yeah.
You know, you'll go, oh, that actor.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I remember
No, I don't want
to
see anything about him. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Do I want to see the movie that they're going to make about his war crimes trial in The Hague? That movie I'll go see.
How about his impeachment? Wouldn't that
be would be good. But then the impeachment will be followed by the war crimes trial in The Hague.
Exactly.
I think that movie I could
that
go
would be
see.
Great. Now, listen, have a good
happy
holiday.
Thanksgiving, you and too. I hope your relatives leave.
Yeah, I hope they do too.
Okay, right, bye. Isn't it wonderful? Somewhere in Maryland, unsuspecting people are driving to have Thanksgiving dinner with their beloved Tracy, who even before they arrive is wishing that they would leave. And how does she know they're not listening? How does she know that they haven't just turned around, right? Just turned around right now as they listen and say, wow, oh, she wants us to leave? Okay. We don't even have to go. Little knowing that that's just what that they're actually making her very see, I just love people who hate other people. All my semi-friends who I don't see that often are people who just hate everybody. That's what draws me to people. Their hatred of everybody. Not hatred. Not exactly hatred. But just leave me alone. They'll leave me aloneness. They're, people are fair. It really, somebody called Alex one day and totally misunderstood me. Remember I had that lady who called up and said she had 5 children? And I was like aghast. Because I can't imagine having that many people around me. You know, like, I didn't, you know, and I would never want children. I don't care what anybody does. If you're an imam, you want to pray, come into my studio. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. Oh, my God. The poison spy. We never talked about the poison spy. Which Putin, Pooty Poot, had nothing to do with it, because being in the KGB wouldn't make you want to go poison a spy who turned and went to England. We'll just mention it, but I better talk about the poison spy because he's about to die. He is. They thought he was going to make it, but now it looks like he's the poison spy, that the poison worked. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
We spend so much time at the office, late nights, even weekends. There's never enough time at home with family or friends. Good news, there is a way to strike a balance. Get the work done and spend more time at home. Your solution? Go to MyPC. Go to MyPC gives you the power to work on your office PC from home or anywhere. It's so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, log on to gotomypc.com and your PC desktop instantly appears, just as if you were at the office. All you need is an internet connection. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. GoToMyPC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's gotomypc.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Go to my PC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1936. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1936. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1936. That's 1-800-771-1936.
Serious. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So is Neutrogena Lip Boost? That isn't a lip plumper, is it? Tastes good. If you look in my bag, I have got more chapsticks, Burt's Bees chapstick, Neutrogena chapstick, Vaseline lip schmutz, Neutrogena lip. You know, that's actually very unsanitary, the schmutz. The lip schmutz. Just for a See, if you're going to lend your lip stuff to somebody, lip schmutz is the best. No. You see, wait a minute. No, see, Garrett's me. You don't want to lend your chapstick. Because that's really disgusting. I would lend, you don't know anybody you would lend your chapstick to. I do. I know one person I would lend my chapstick to. I do. If they ever wanted to see me again. But they're going to have to buy their own chapstick until that day comes, which I only hope I would live long enough. Now, on the other hand, Garrett, you know these kind of things, the Vaseline, what do they call it? Lip therapy advanced in a small tube. Now, if it comes in a tube, you can lend your tube because you're putting it on your fingertip from your tube. So, actually, I think everybody, in case somebody wants to borrow your lip stuff, you probably would need a stick and a tube. The tube is for lending. On the other hand, the tube is not sanitary because you're putting it on your finger. So before you put it on your finger, you probably should be putting Purell. I should have put Purell on my finger first. I'll tell you, I would lend anybody my Vaseline lip therapy, but I like this Neutrogena lip boost. Wouldn't lend you that. So I want you to know, I managed to whip out 4 of these just out of a side section. How many do I have all together? I think I only have 4. Oh, no. 2 Neutrogenas. No, I have 5 of them. And my Purell. This has not come over me as I become an old woman. This is the way I've always been. You know, but it's funny. I heard Alex was saying that he slipped and fell. This is something you young people think about this. It's really true. Like Garrett said, he's fallen, but nobody would think to help him up or say you were. The same thing can happen to you when you're 30 and when you're 65, and people look at it differently. It's like I'm like some senile, crazy person if I now have 3 chapsticks and 2 lip schmutzes. You say, oh, God, she's getting senile. She's losing it, dementia. And yet if you're 30, it's just a charming eccentricity. Right? It's a charming eccentricity. Or this thing I had a friend... Sharon used to, I mean, I did this sometimes, but Sharon made an art of this. She'd wear 2 different socks. But 2 different, really patterned socks. You know, believe me, it took a lot of thought. No, things that you think take the least thought sometimes take the most. Because there's a way to wear very brightly patterned socks and make sure that they're somehow in sync with one another, even though most people wouldn't notice it. Oh, God, it's pouring out, isn't it? And she made an art form, right, out of 2 different socks. Now, Sharon was younger than I am, so I would think Sharon's probably now in her mid-50s. She's probably 10 years younger than me. even in her mid-50s. What do you think people on the street would think seeing a woman in their mid-50s wearing two different socks? You don't think that that's some charming fashion statement that she spends hours putting together. You think, oh, my God, she's a little young for that dementia, isn't she? It's just very interesting. The problem is you have to, like, put that out of your mind and just live your life. Like, if she wants to still do it, she should do it. She used to wear two different shoes, too. As a matter, you could do that now. They make that so easy now because there are so many fabulous Converse. Converse just has the best shoes I've ever seen. They have every color. They have designs. Oh my God! I was about to say I wish they had had those when I was younger. But frankly, I never could wear Converse. They were just so uncomfortable. Always to me. But you could, I see kids now sometimes. They do it with the Converse high tops. You wear two different ones. You know. But it just is funny. If Garrett fell down in the street now, he'd fall down in the street and they'd say, oh, the guy fell down in the street. If Alex falls down, it's like, oh, God. You know, we have to take him to the hospital. It's true. It's just, you know, won't be as funny to Garrett in 35 years as it is now. But, of course, you can't expect somebody to know that. You know, like, you can't hold it against Garrett that he doesn't understand that because how could he know what he's not going to know for another, you know, 35 years? Some people know more in that stuff. I always wonder, yeah, you know, the kind of people that make fun of, we could mention people making fun of homeless people, but not everybody's going to become homeless. But people make fun of people with false teeth or people, you know, wearing adult diapers. And you think there are, so, I mean, obviously so many people need those things, right? Did you think, like, people wouldn't do that because how hard is it to say, gee, maybe when I would be 75, I would have false teeth or wear adult diapers. That's just like logic, you know, that you really shouldn't do it. But that doesn't stop people. Oh, well, some grandmother, see, now this makes more sense. Grandmother and first Hamas suicide attack in 2 years. Now, when you think about it, who would be better to be blowing themselves up in suicide attacks? Young people in their 20s or some old lady? I doubt she was 57. Wow. A Palestinian grandma blew herself up in the Gaza Strip, lightly wounding 3 Israeli soldiers. Oh, God, what those Israelis are doing in Gaza, which we'll never know about. Read the British press. They cover it up here. They don't tell you. And they just, they just can't kill enough people. Mother of 9, grandmother of 41. They have a lot of children. Well, they have to. You know, people used to have a lot of children because so many people die. You know, children died more than they do now. You know, before. Well, imagine if you live in Gaza and the Israelis can't kill you all fast enough. You have to have a lot of kids. You know, and the whole, oh, maybe they won't kill, you know, maybe if I have like 9, 10 kids, few of them will be left. Wow, grandmother of 41. 9, 18, 27, 36. Her kids only have about 4.5 children apiece. You have 9 kids and 40, you know. Became the oldest Palestinian suicide bomber at the age of 57. Selecting as his target troops operating near her northern Gaza home in Jabalia. Troops saw the woman approaching them in a suspicious manner. They threw a stun grenade in her direction, but she blew herself up, adding that, and they said three soldiers were lightly hurt. Okay. It makes a lot more sense. Oh, she had taken part. She was one of the human shields that I told you about, where it took them all these years, these Palestinians, you know, to realize that when they call you up and say they're going to destroy your house, maybe what you should do is get all your neighbors to come over and say, all right, we dare you, kill us all, kill all these civilians, which they will eventually, but it works for the moment. Wow. Wow. She did it in direct response to a couple of weeks ago where the Israelis killed 18 people, where they killed that whole family. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, better some woman, 57-year-old woman, than 20-year-olds. Look at this. The Israeli offensive in Gaza started, I don't know when they're counting this from. You know, what happens is the Palestinians throw these pishy little rockets into Israel. That one woman got killed last week in Israel, who had been the first woman killed by these Palestinian rockets in 2 years. But the Israelis act as though, I mean, it's an annoyance. What it is an annoyance. You know, they're obviously not very good rockets, so they don't have good aim or something. They really, they very rarely kill anybody, and they very rarely even hurt anybody. They're annoying. So I don't know, this sentence tells you all you need to know about this. I don't know when they count the offensive as having started. This really started sometime in June before they started the war in Lebanon for no reason. 300 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli offensive, and three soldiers. It sounds like 100-1 to me. Sounds like 100-1. You know, when they say they're killing Palestinian militants, prove it. They do. They pick this up. More than 300 Palestinians and three Israeli soldiers have been killed in Gaza since June. And the whole world goes, oh, that's fine. Okay, that sounds right. That sounds just even to people. And who are the bad people? Yes. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
Give the gift of Sirius for the holidays and we'll give you a free month of service. Hi, I'm Alex Bennett from Sirius Left 146. We'll give you a free month for any Sirius radio you buy before December 31st that your friend turns on before January 31st. Share your love for politics, your love for news, your love for comedy, the best radio on radio. Happy holidays from your Sirius family.
To qualify, you must register for your free month by December 31st at Sirius.com/gift and your friend must activate their subscription by January 31st.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID. And bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo Sirius. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Alex.
Bennett.
The Center for Constitutional Rights filing with German prosecutors a charge of war crimes against Donald Rumsfeld in torturing and so on at the Abu Ghraib prison to convict and go after people for war crimes no matter where they're committed in the world. That means that they can't ever go to Germany.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right, let's see who died on Thanksgiving. You know, I'll tell you something. I never liked Seinfeld. Never, never, never. And I only watched it for Kramer. I only watched it because I really liked Kramer. And because there was actually, I'll tell you the other reason I watched it. There was nothing else on at that time. There was. I guess, how long did it take them to not put anything decent on at the same time as Seinfeld? And very often I liked what was on after it, you know, whatever. But I really, left to my own devices, if I had never seen one single solitary episode of Seinfeld, I don't feel like I would have missed anything. It was mean-spirited and nasty, and they were nasty people, and it was just, I hated it. I really hated it. It would be on just because nothing else was on. And I like my TV on. Believe me, it was still on. It was on at 8. Was it on at 8? And Michael Savage was on. I'd never watch it. And I wouldn't miss it. But I don't know why. I just kind of always liked Kramer, and I liked Michael Richards. And I think he's cute. You know, and like that Jew way. You know, that old Jew way, but he's not fat. So that's good. But I am sick of him. I am just sick of this. And I don't think he even did anything wrong. The guy is in a goddamn comedy club, which who pointed out? Somebody, Stanley Crouch or somebody. You know, that these are hotbeds of hatred anyway. Comedy clubs are the nastiest, most vile places on earth, because comics are the nasty people for the most part. There he is. I'm sure there's not more than 200 people in that club. Somebody takes this cell phone thing and everybody's watching it. And then he has to go out and hire Howard Rubenstein, crisis management team. And are you watching what's coming out? Somebody said, oh, he gave an anti-Semitic rant at another club. And he said this, and he said that. Now they're all, oh, is his career over? You know something? First of all, do you realize, I don't think any of us can even imagine the amount of money this man has. Can we even imagine the amount of money this man must have from being on Seinfeld? You know, this is not the old days. These are the new days where they get the residuals and they get the money from the, you know, the sale and syndication. And I think they also get some money from DVDs and stuff. I don't think anybody who ever worked on Seinfeld would ever have to worry about working 1 minute for the rest of their lives. Now, I'm sure people do like to do things. I wouldn't mind never having to do anything. But normal people like to do something. So, leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Or get the black comics. You know, let's see all the black comedians insulting Jews. People are just so stupid. I still like him. I'd interview him. I give him a big old kiss. Love him. Love him. All right, we are back here live tomorrow, and you better be too. Thank you, Garrett, for working so late on Thanksgiving.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At least 160 people were killed in car bombings and mortar attacks in Iraq. A curfew is in effect. The Baghdad airport is closed to all commercial flights. AP Bureau Chief Steve Hurst in Baghdad reports Shiites were targeted, and this is not over.
I don't think that there's any doubt that we will see horrendous retaliatory attacks in the coming days by the Shiites. They've already started firing mortars into Sunni districts not far away in the north of Baghdad.
One attack killed one person. A 64-year-old woman who lost a grandson in fighting with the Israelis has blown herself up near Israeli troops in Gaza.
Israeli soldiers saw a suspicious woman approaching them in northern Gaza and threw a stun grenade at her. The woman detonated explosives, killing herself and wounding two soldiers. She was a 64-year-old grandmother from a nearby town, by far the oldest of more than 100 Palestinian suicide bombers in the last 6 years. Her relatives said she wanted revenge against the Israelis because one of her grandsons was killed, another wounded, and her late husband served a long term in an Israeli prison. Mark Levy, Jerusalem.
There's a hostage standoff in Chicago.
Police received a call a little after 2 o'clock in the morning saying that shots had been fired in an apartment building on the city's south side.
The AP's Ashley Hare reports two women are being held in their apartment complex. Police are negotiating with the suspect by phone. His family members are helping police with the negotiations. OJ's book is in demand.
If I did it, was their hook to sell the book. It was not my title.
An eBay spokesman says the online auction house has been removing purported copies of OJ Simpson's book from the site, although some remain online with the bids topping $1 million. The publisher is pulled out of the project. If I Did It hypothesizes what O.J. Simpson would have done if he killed his ex-wife and her friend. It was rainy and windy today, but that didn't stop the balloons and the bands at this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. This is AP Radio News. There was a call for unity today in Beirut at the funeral for assassinated Lebanese politician Pierre Gemayel. The AP's Zaina Haram reports tensions are high.
It's an atmosphere of grief and a lot of anger. A lot of the anger is being directed at the Shiite Hezbollah guerrilla group and against the Syrians. There are a lot of banners, anti-Syrian banners.
Gemayel was a prominent anti-Syrian politician. Some people burned pictures of Syrian President Bashar Assad and pro-Syrian Lebanese President Emil Lahoud. From the runway to the maternity ward.
Get ready to meet the designers of Project Runway 3.
Heidi Klum is a mom again. Klum gave birth to a baby boy. The name is Johann Riley Fjodor Taiwo Samuel and weighed in at 8 pounds, 11 ounces. This is Klum's third child, her second with husband and Grammy Award winner Seal. On his website, Seal says the baby is healthy, beautiful, and looks just like his mom. Klum is the host of the reality show Project Runway. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Are you ready to learn the strategy that is revolutionizing the way people are building wealth right now? Take a look at this from Tom Bismeyer of Franklin Wealth Institute.
Pre-construction real estate investing. It is a proven model. We're talking about opportunities to get in early.
Pre-construction real estate investing isn't just for big money investors.
Every person can participate. It doesn't matter if you don't have any money or if you've got a lot of money.
Tom Bismeyer's been using these rock-solid strategies for over 20 years.
Individuals with literally less than 4 to 5 hours worth of their time have been able to make a couple $100,000.
Learn more. Call now for Tom's free 4-CD program, valued at over $50. Yours free. Just cover a small shipping fee. 800-576-4720.
I'm talking about taking a little bit of money and turning it into a lot of money.
Change your future. Call now for Tom Bismeyer's free 4-CD program, 800-576-4720. That's 800-576-4720.
Behind every great driver is a great woman. And in this case, her name is Jill, the voice of the OmniVision mobile computing platform, the next generation in wireless technology for fleet management from Qualcomm. When you need near real-time rerouting, she'll be there for you. Got massive amounts of paperwork? Jill is an automated massive amounts of paperwork powerhouse. And how'd you like to hear all your messages just like you're hearing me now? Well, you can. It's called text-to-speech messaging, and it's one of Jill's most attractive traits. She's always there to lend a hand. Just like the perfect girlfriend combined with your favorite big sister in one beautiful package from Qualcomm. To learn more and enter for a chance to win a satellite radio and 6-month subscription, visit JillKnowsOmniVision.com for official rules. And talk to your company about getting on board. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and legal resident of the U.S. or District of Columbia. Void where prohibited. Be 1 of 10 to win a satellite radio with a 6-month subscription valued at $130. Now through December 15, 2006. Odds of winning depend on the number of eligible entries.
Are you a homeowner or do you own rental property? Well, if you do, then it's time you found out about special LLCs. A special LLC allows you greater tax savings, privacy, and will protect your assets in the event of a lawsuit. With lawsuits on the rise, it's now more important than ever to keep yourself, your family, and your assets protected. To protect your personal property, rental property, or your business, call the knowledgeable experts at Nevada State Corporate Network right now at 866-854-5282. To protect your most valuable assets, you need to act now. Don't wait another day. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now. They can protect your home, your rental property, or business by setting up the right structure for you. And they can do it right over the phone. In only a few minutes, they can set up a special LLC or corporation in all 50 states and get you the protection you must have. Get the protection you need and all the tax benefits you're entitled to. Call 866-854-5282. 866-854-5282. That's 866-854-5282.
You're listening to the best of the Ed Schultz Show on the Jones Radio Networks. From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show.
I want to thank everybody.
Comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
I want to thank everybody. Shut up, Alan. You lost. It's over. Oh, but it's a good kind of sore. We're sore. We're sore here at the Ed Schultz Show. It's just, you know, you work out, and you haven't worked out for a while, and you have this soreness. Our hands are sore. We've been high-fiving so much. That's right, Americans. The end zone dance continues. And you can be a part of it at 1-877-934-6833. All right, John Tester, the newly elected senator from Montana, is going to be along here in just a bit. George Allen in Virginia is going to tell you about it. He lost. He'll be out in just a few minutes. And then Webb is going to be out saying, I told you I won. Remember the other day he said, hey, we won. It's interesting, folks, to listen to all the rhetoric and everybody on bended knee. I think Nancy Pelosi yesterday was absolutely outstanding, the way she put out all the olive branches and said all the right things, and all of a sudden the conservatives are out there saying, well, how long is this going to last? We don't know. News is that it's not only a majority in the House, it's in the Senate. And so it's going to be 51-49. And I don't think there's any doubt that there are going to be some good progressives out there across America saying, you know what, it's jugular time. Well, what do you mean all this bipartisan talk? This is a major shift in the political landscape of America. There is no way that you can underscore or look at this in any minor sense of the word. There's no doubt. This is a major shift. And I think the fact that Nancy Pelosi has said, which caused quite a stir with a lot of people, oh, we're not going to impeach. Wait a second. That's a card that can still be played. Now, when you start talking about stem cell research, and that was on the ballot down in Missouri, and we brought you a very heartfelt story on this program the other day about a lady from Gonvick, Minnesota. Her 14-year-old son is dying from a terminal form of muscular dystrophy. I mean, all these folks have is hope. But now they have the majority. That's the key. And, well, how does impeachment play into that? Very simple. On a number of different issues that the Democrats are going to be very staunch about, they're going to be able to go into the Oval Office if they want to. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to do this, but if they want to, they can go in and say, you know, Mr. President, there's been a lot of talk on the conservative side in the last 48 hours about the power of the veto. You want to veto this? Fine. Here's a subpoena. You know, now we got a freight train, and it's going on both sides of the tracks. You see, the landscape has changed. There's a lot of things change when you have the majority. Because for the last several years, all the Democrats and all the progressives, all they've been able to do is react. There isn't anything when you're in the complete minority and you don't have the White House, the House, and the Senate, or the Supreme Court. There's very little you can do except react and maybe hold a hearing every now and then and respond to what the majority is doing when it comes to their agenda and their lack of success in getting anything through. And then, of course, you have to put up with being called an obstructionist if you, start questioning things. And it even went so far as to, we're being told that we're un-American. Well, how the tide has come in on all of that. Look, I'm no big fan of long hearings over Iraq and getting to the bottom of this and to the bottom of that. I think there's a sense in America that, can we move on? There really is very little out there that Americans don't know about Iraq. And there's very little that we don't know about our finances and how much of a hole that we are in and how the tax cuts have gone to the rich and how No Child Left Behind was just a joke. And basically they did two things. They cut taxes and they went on vacation, and it all caught up with them. The folks in the middle spoke. I believe that the folks that listened to this program were engaged. I'm not your standard lefty. Team Fargo is not in downtown San Francisco, although we love you folks down there too, if you know what I mean. Our tent is bigger than their tent. We are less judgmental, and we should take great pride in all of that. That is a principle of acceptance, a principle of freedom, and a principle of checks and balances, so nobody can run away with a freaking government. That's pretty democratic. It works for the majority of Americans right now. And I'll tell you, the conservatives, they just feel like they threw this thing away. Well, one gentleman that we've had on the program from time to time who I respect, he's on the other side of the aisle, and ideologically he's on the other side of the aisle, but he speaks to the issues, and I think is pretty fair about it. That's Richard Viguerie. He's released a statement that takes apart the GOP congressional leadership in the wake of this loss, and he's going to cut to the chase. We'll have him on the program. We've also got coming up today Ron Wyden. Now, if you were with us yesterday, and I appreciate you doing that because we had a record number of people hitting our webpage yesterday. Since the day we've been on the air with the Ed Schultz Show, yesterday was a record day. Maybe everybody was just checking out, well, let's go see what Eddie has to say, or let's go see what the liberals are going to say, or whatever. But I talked about the voting machines yesterday, and I talked about the integrity of the vote. And Ron Wyden, who now sits on the intelligence